But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. This is the thing which the Lord doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry. Now therefore let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead. And now ye think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David? And ye be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves, which Jeroboam made you for gods? Think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. Wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets, that would have put me in fear. Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if I made a covenant with mine eyes, why then should I think upon a maid? He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think so. But it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And I said unto them, If ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And think not to say within yourselves that we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. It's not vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like us said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say that I am come to send peace on earth, I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at... How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? But what think ye? A certain man had 2 sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. What think ye? They answered and said, He is guilty of death. Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. Then sought they for Jesus, and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple, What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and man's device. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age, and needs so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment. And I think also that I have the Spirit of God. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. But I beseech you, that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things dearly, beloved, for your edifying. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, The Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance,